welcome to this edition of the Top 10 from Stroud Low Cash. We're going, all of us on the show are going to break down our top 10 albums of the year, hip hop and soul music. Me and Rem are going to do soul and hip hop. So everybody's going to break down their songs, their tracks, they feeling, who they've been feeling for this past year. So I'm going to do mine first for the top 10 hip hop albums. There's no order, particularly just what I feel. We're going to give a little bit, you know, what we feel about each project. My first one off my list, Royce da 5'9" Layers. I mean, now one of the things people will say about Royce in general, I feel, is that he has maybe not come with a complete project per se, production wise, the whole nine with that. But he's done well outside of that. But his lyrics has always been on point. But I think maybe production, sound quality wise, everything like that made up on point. But Layers does everything you want it to do. Just perfect, set to go. Next up is the DJ Quick and Problem EP, Rosecrans. Man, this project, I mean, I think Quick is one of the most underrated producers of all time and lyricists as well. And you got Problem, who's the up and coming cat from the West Coast, and they're gelling together, them two different old school and new school sounds together with the West Coast feel of it. It just felt, I mean, like literally every track make you feel like you on a 6-fold drop top rolling and just relaxing, chilling, and listening to some sounds. Man, DJ Quick and Problem, Rosecrans. Next up, I mean, Chance the Rapper, Coloring Book. Man, what can you say about this dude's project, man? I mean, independent, dope lyrical stuff, dope sonically sounding from beginning to end. The project is so good. It young Lil Yachty sounds decent on here, and Young Pugga sounds decent on here. So yeah, I mean, and it lyrically is on point. It gives you energy, gives you feeling, all those different things that you would want out of an MC in a project. So shout out to Chance the Rapper for that one. Next up, Schoolboy Q, Blank Face. I mean, what can you say about Blank Face? The one of the best projects to come out. Schoolboy Q totally went beyond what I thought he could do with this project. Every sonically, it sounded dope. The lyrics on there dope. It just hits you hard. He seemed like he came back hard after the last project, since the last project wasn't as hard. It wasn't as good. A lot of people didn't like Oxymoron, Ironic that much. And he knew that he had to come with the best coming up on this one. Next up, De La Soul and Anonymous Nobody. I mean, De La set the bar for what a old school artist or older artist can do and stay relevant and be true to who he is as an artist, and also push the envelope to another level musically. They didn't try to do no trap beats, you know, do something that was out of their lane. They made a sound that was them but new, and made other artists such as Snoop, 2 Chainz, be on their level of what they wanted it to be, and made them sound in their pocket instead of them going into someone else's pocket. So De La Soul, The Anonymous Nobody. Next up, Common, Black America Again. Common's been consistent, man. I mean, Common normally will have a one good album, fall off album, one good album, fall off album. Not so much these last couple. The last two albums have been on point. Black American Again is a soundtrack for the feeling of blackness pre-Trump. So how the things and the emotions of black people are feeling, not just black people, the energy of anybody disenfranchised, he was able to make it feel that way in that project, in that album. Next up, Rhapsody, Crown. Man, look, Rhapsody, we've talked about her a lot on this podcast and how dope she is and how much she contributes to the culture, and how she's just one step away from being one of the best. Crown is it. Crown EP, she kills it on every track, bar none. It was beyond impressive because it was the end of the year. It hit me, and I'm like, this is ridiculously dope. Like, seriously dope. So shout out to Rhapsody. So Rhapsody, Crown. Next up, Ab Soul, another TDE project, Do What Thou Wilt. Look, man, I know on Raw and All before in the last episode, some people weren't feeling it, Raw backwards and tracks like that. But yo, this album goes hard. It lyrically is there. It pushes the envelope, becomes a conscious thought, makes you think. It pushes the envelope lyrically even. Ab Soul was in the same position as well as his label mate, Schoolboy Q, where people weren't as up on until, I think the last name is Till the Last Time, his last album. and people weren't as feeling it as much. And he was like, you know, I need to come hard. Schoolboy Q came hard. Kendrick's coming hard. The J-Rock project was hard. You know, I got to come hard with what I need to. And he explained it well. Womanopoly, redoing the Nature of Threat from Roz Kos. And really, if you listen to the album, it's really a Roz Kos updated album and really an ode to Roz Kos' first album, Soul on Ice. If you really, really listen to it and listen to kind of way he's kind of messing with the rhyme scheme and the way he was going with that album. Next up, Smoke Dizzin, Pete Rock, Don't Smoke Rock. I mean, I'll be the first one to say I've slept on Smoke Dizzin for a long time. I've always heard him on tracks. He sounded good, but I've never really dived into a Smoke Dizzin project. But him on these Pete Rock beats, he sounded like he was perfect for him. People know CeeLo Smooth is one of my favorite rappers of all time. But he didn't take up for CeeLo Smooth on being on the tracks. But he definitely held his own and was able to give a different spin on it. Like I said, an updated feel. And that's going to be the kind of theme of what I'm saying is an updated feel, but giving that old school flavor with your sound. Last up, man, this was a hard one, man. And I'm going to give a honorable mention to A Tribe Called Quest. We Got It From Here. Thank you. Look, I know Rim said he had issues with the album, things like that. I love this album. It sonically was there. It was crazy. It was frenetic. It was different. It wasn't going to be the boom bap necessarily that you got from your first few Tribe albums. They pushed the envelope and went to another place musically. Same way De La did. De La set the template saying, we can do this. And I honestly think De La set the tone for Tribe to be able to do what they're doing, did on this project, or the availability to want to push it out this time, because De La showed you that you could do it and push musically to the alternative hip-hop-ish kind of feel and still be you. So, Tribe Called Quest album, I mean, what can you say? Guest appearances on there, Fife Dawg was on there rhyming his tail off. It's just, and it was a great post-cursor to A Tribe Called Quest career, especially with Fife dying. It was the best way for you to go out. The album I had on here, and I want to, this is something that is going to trip y'all out. I know. YG, Stay Brazy. Look, man, this album, regardless of what people want to think, with the blood symbolism and all that, it gives you, it's a West Coast album. It's purely a West Coast album. It gives you all the feelings of a pure West Coast album. And that's what I was liking and I was feeling about it. And he, nice rhyme scheme, nice beats, nice feeling. It makes you, like I said with the Rosecrans album, it makes you feel like you're there and you're a part of that scene and part of what he's going through. I don't know nothing about no blood stuff, but it hilariously, some of the songs are named with taking out all the C's. I think it was a dope project and I want to give that an honorable mention. But those are my top 10 hip hop albums for 2016.
Cause my niggas rolled up as we riding down Rosecrans. Hit the bottle on the low, look around and make sure. Cause we riding down Rosecrans. I'm high, like when I'm rolling on a bridge. Nigga, you know what it is when I'm riding down Rosecrans. You never know what you gon' see. R.P. R.B. Why you riding down Rosecrans?
Just hopped off the 110, know a nigga smash him. Pulled up on his bitch in a G-Wagon like goddamn. Dipping down the Crans, right on Wilmington, right on Brazil, where me and my niggas chill. Big face, frog dog, badass and Chuck on the dead end street. And bomb the nigga, what's up? I brought cake to the hood, brought Drake to the hood, brought Drake to the hood. Nigga, you straight, this my hood. Chuck Taylor, nigga. Hurricane, baby gang, and I rep from the Cedars to Pasadena, Denver Lane, and all my niggas rippin'. From the 20s to the Saints, welcome to Los Angeles. Caught slipping, then your chain gone. They in hoops, down for life. Tell them stay strong in the dope spot of the studio. Niggas be cooking all day long. Just bought a Bentley truck and dropped that motherfucker. And problem got the weed, hot box this motherfucker. Hell yeah.
Got my windows rolled up, cause my niggas rolled up as we riding down Rosecrans. Hit the bottle on the low, look around and make sure. Cause we riding down Rosecrans. I'm high, like when I'm rolling on a bridge. Nigga, you know what it is.
What you call that thing?
I'm riding down Rosecrans.
By the canal.
You never know what you gon' see. R.P. R.B. Why you riding down Rosecrans?
Yes. I am the abominable DJ Quick. I'm in here with my boy Problem. We got Game in here. We got Wiz in here. It's a problem, baby. Super Dave. Y'all know what Rosecrans is. It's a long-ass avenue that go from the beach to the streets. And it probably ain't got no potholes in it. Because I know they done fixed them. They got money in Compton now.
Crossing over the railroad tracks, damn near got packed out in the canal. Slid out, then got some of the crew, came back like, what's happening now? All of my young niggas going so wild, it's just how we used to be back in the day. Get that away, you ain't got no business inside of Santa Fe, Mark.
Just get down and lick up.
Cause my niggas rolled up as we riding down Rosecrans.
2 o'clock in the morning and the sun shining bright, nigga, on this side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dizzle. Praying all my niggas live long.
Rosé.
Pray all my niggas rich forever. You hear me? Black kings. You hear me? Nigga Ethiopian descent.
Smoked out sessions.
Come on.
I'm from this little part of Harlem. Shit is like Iraq. Young boys barking, but it's back bite back. Nigga playing, you will lay. Life facts. Take Eric Garden to kill us, give me Sean Price back. Where that dow, I actually like that. Cali bra showing me a new boobs on iChat. Headlights beaming, she all excited. Can't wait for me to touch her, give her that Midas. Life is living legend, Larry Sabisco. Unleash the pit bulls, it's lit though. You niggas tried to play him, he did nothing. Left him laying, another shame, man. I had to kill my son like Kane. And niggas playing with the wrong knife in the drawer. Money on your head, put your life on the wall.
Yeah.
Right, smoke Shadamas, I be visioning things. As I'm lighting up the skittle in the 600 bins. Big figures way before rap, all black, 600 bins. Big nigga lighting that pack, lean back, counting my M's. Big figures way before rap, all black, 600 bins. Big nigga lighting that pack, lean back, counting my M's.
She's a Zika perfection. She should start with a soul. What makes you a soldier? How quick you climb out a hole? Threw us under the basement. Now it's penthouses and homes. Food stamps and Medicaid. Raised every nigga I know. Give you the signal when the cigars get lit. Now we owning our masters on some monster shit. Another Benz got the Beamer with the doors up. Case of blunts, half a pound reeking on the tour bus. I'd rather walk than ride with a pussy nigga. Coins and calluses with pride in my Gucci slippers.
Alright, this is DJ Reminisce, top 10 soul albums of 2016. Coming in at 10, Andra Day, Cheers to the Fall. 9, John Legend, Darkness and Light. 8, Gallant, Oology. 7, Tweet, Jolene. 6, BJ the Chicago Kid, In My Mind. 5, Fonte and Eric Robeson. 4, Solange, A Seat at the Table. 3, Anderson Paak, Yes Lord. 2, Kent Renata, 99.9. And number 1, Anderson Paak, Malibu. Peace.
Shorts and all my hoodies you be taking, yeah. Let's go to your mama house, you know she baking. Extra butter in that bowl when she pound cakin'. Shout out to my background, that's Tamisha waving. As she go brought her work like she was a Jamaican.
If this come off wrong, oh please take my apology. I'm just a hip hop kid that's trying to use the heart in me. But truthfully, I feel like I done hit the lottery. No, not the scratching kind of girl, you do not bother me. I feel it every time we kick it, babe, that I got the winning ticket, babe. How about you when I kick it, babe? I might have a crown laying around. I stop playing around before we fall in love. Playing around before we fall in love. Had to repeat it, so was her, cause messing up a good thing is so absurd. Take a lateral, babe.
So righteous. Take on. Got somebody good in your life, hold on to that. You ain't missing nothing out here in these streets. It ain't shit out here. Go and be a family man. Go to bed, Joe. Go to bed.
Yeah!
Even graze you,
but I don't mean any harm. I'm just speaking my mind. Take a look at that moon, about as bright as your eyes. We got plenty of space, go ahead and recline. Take a puff of that, get a sip of this wine. Yeah, feeling good? Cause baby, there's room in here.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, this is my, this is gonna be my list, man. And this is Javon Bibbs of Straight Outta Low Cash. And yeah, man, you know what? We're gonna do, we're doing our list of top 10 albums of 2016. Okay. We all did. And I really had to look, cause there's some albums I didn't know. I was like, man, did that come out? But I had to really think about it. So this is my revised list. I had to redo some of the stuff on here. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna kick it off. I'm gonna start at number 10. Number 10 on my list is gonna be Mick Jenkins, THC. That's the healing component. I think this is like his third album. You know, Mick Jenkins, Chi-Town MC. Dope, really dope. And you know, his first one was The Waters, I wanna say, but either way, dope CD. You know, he's definitely stuck to his roots on this. And Mick Jenkins, definitely he can rhyme. He has his own unique sound. So I just say, check him out, you know, if you can. And let me see, that's number 10. Number 9, I'm going to go with my boy, Joey Budden, you know, with that Rage in the Machine. Pretty dope. And Joey always is good, you know, Joe has always came with the bars. And this is no different than anything else he's ever done. I will say this. I like the mood musics. I like those better, a little bit better. But this is still dope, though. So Rage in the Machine is definitely dope. And so right above that, you know, I got to go with another member of Slaughterhouse. Got to go with that Royce 5'9". That's that Layers. That Layers is super dope, man. I rock with it. And let me see. Right after that. And yeah, I got to take it to the West Coast on this one. So I'm West Coasted, and we're gonna go ahead and get it. Schoolboy Q, that Blank Face LP, that was super dope. And I really like the cut with him and Jadakiss, man. Like, you know, super dope. So yeah, Schoolboy Q, he brought that West Coast funk. Plus, you know, Schoolboy Q could rhyme. So he did everything good on this album. So I thought it was super dope. Let me see what else we got. The De La Soul and the Anonymous Nobody. I thought De La Soul, they came with it on this day, and it's not like they were trying to do something like outside of their box. And when I say that, I'm saying that in a good way. Like, they're not trying to be too new. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing no Migos rapping style and then they really, really came with it. And yeah. So yeah, I'm rocking with it. So that De La Soul and the Anonymous Nobody. Also, and see, I know this isn't like necessarily a rap hip hop album, but I included it because, you know, he got like a hip hop funk to him. So I included that Anderson .Paak, Malibu, you know, so that, I mean, to me, super, super dope album, man. That's super, super dope album. So I think I'm at number, what am I at right now? Like number 5? I should be like number 5. Okay. So, in number 4, I'm going to go ahead and go with that Game, 1992. Game is definitely pretty. He's pretty consistent. I was going to call him definitely Mr. Consistent from the West Coast. The 1992, super dope album, man. Game, he shows that he still, you know, he can rhyme with the best of them, and Game stays, you know, making good music. So I gotta salute the Game. So yeah, that's number 4. Okay, number three, I gotta rock with Elzai. That's that Lead Poison. Elzai from Detroit, Slum Village. You probably heard him rap before, but this is his follow up. I know he did the L-Matic. That's one of my favorite albums, man. I still bump that to this day. Lead Poison, I've been bumping that pretty heavy lately. So yeah, this Lead Poison from Elzai, that's gonna be my number 3. Number 2, gotta take it to Chi-Town. Man, this guy right here, man, I think this album was really dope. Had a unique sound, and He just a dope rapper, man. I've been I've been actually bumping his stuff since. I mean, my first time hearing him was Acid Rap, and after I heard Acid Rap, I said, man, this dude, you know, has some dope music. I remember I heard his song on the it was a video playing at the flea market when I was in Chicago. I said, man, who is this dude? And it was actually, you know, Chance the Rapper. So Chance the Rapper, Coloring Book. I thought that was a really dope album, man. He definitely put some work into that. And he had, you know, some good great music, man. I'm going to say some great music. And number one on my list for 2016, and this is because, I just like the album. Really dope album to me. And I think he's back on being consistent again. And I'm going to go with that Kanye West, The Life of Pablo. I thought it was a dope album, really dope album. I know some people didn't like it, but to me, it was a dope, dope Kanye album. Now, it wasn't up there with, like, let's just say Graduation or College Dropout, but it still had its moments where you were like, okay, you could rock with it. Like, some of my favorite cuts off the album, Beautiful Morning, let me see, Real Friends, 30 Hours. Yes, and I want to say the one with the Rihanna cut, that was the Swiss Beats. Rihanna, that was the, so yeah, he had a bunch of dope cuts on the album, man. So that's my number one for 2016. I, like I said, my list is revised, and that's because, I mean, I had an album on there that I had to take off and add some, because I had, put it like this, I had Drake Views on there, but it was like number 10. Cause I was like, oh shoot, I had to put Drake. But then I thought about it. Me and D talked, and he reminded me the game 1992 came out, you know, in 2016. So I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and get this Drake off of here and just redo my whole list. So that's what I did. But yeah, this is my list, man. This is Javon Bibbs, Straight Outta Low Cash, of Straight Outta Low Cash, and you know, we just giving our top 10 hip hop CDs of 2016, and those are my 10. All right, peace out. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, at Javon Bibbs, JOVANBIBBS. Holla. Peace.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one.
Red Wallabies. Buzzing with my killer beats. Chronic had my eyes cheeky like Compton was the Philippines. Junior Prime, red suit. Tasha in that limousine. Trying to suck the head off my dick like a guillotine. Came in her mouth, then gave her some Listerine. Put a condom on and let her grind it like a centipede.
Cash rules everything around me.
Before Dre found me, before my city crowned me. Bummy little nigga, pussy niggas used to clown me. Had to wear my brother clothes, them shits used to drown me. 6 years passed, now I'm banging in the county. Niggas they used to talk shit won't even come around me. Reciting Method Man while my celly just sit there. Niggas know I been on the road before Ric Flair. Came home through the hood, GS shining. Now these bitches think I'm Lex Diamonds.
Nigga, I grew up.
I grew up on Wu-Tang, dope had my shoe game, Liu Kang, Jordan 12, sick as hell, Michael Jordan flu game, glass jar, Pyrex, obsessed with the blue flame, Lexus coupe, rubbing on them titties, boy, 2 Chainz, top of the food chain, niggas wanna kill me, cause I turned into the plug, I'm with a chronic and them pills be, RZA with the rings, old dirty with the stainless, 538 revolvers.
Chance the motherfucking rapper. With a capitalized times. Not the times.
Love
you know,
the
times stuff.
Chance.
Duck.
Love
out. Am I the only nigga still care about mixtapes?
Hell no, man.
Woo, woo. Am I the only nigga still care about mixtapes?
No.
Yeah. Hey. Only nigga still care about mixtapes. Hey. Hello.
the third, ayy. All I can hear is the third, ayy. We don't know none of your words, ayy. We don't know none of your words, ayy. I like my women real tall, ayy. Type that could really play ball, ayy. You by my hat at the park, ayy. Think I might really play ball, ayy. I got a link in my bio. My bitch who the sauce like Pico de Gallo. They gotta ask if they made Cinco de Mayo. How could they call themselves bosses when they got so many bosses? You gotta see what your boss say. I get it straight out the faucet. I ain't felt like this since the third drown, third car to drop. Told my mama third grade, I be in the third barbershop. And yeah, my mama got real worried when she heard a college drop. But now I call the shots. Hey. All the only niggas still care about mixtapes.
Obama, she sting like Obama, be hot as the sauna. She shine like a grill, they got that from my mama. Can't see me, can't beat me, I'm blind like a partner. That booty gon' roll and it's out of control. And these bitches gon' fuck off respect and that loyalty. How my bitches loving me and they spoil me. Rub me down with that lotion, may oil me. Drinking that this baby, I'm strong on me.
In that chopper, I see your perimeter. Change the culture, cause my ring is a solo.
All right, I'm back once again. My top 10 soul albums for 2016. Like I said, I'm not doing mine in any particular order, just giving you the top bangers for the year. Off the top, Anderson .Paak, Malibu, killed it, man. I mean, the most soulful, enriching album, the way he was able to kind of toe that line between almost being rap, but being soulful at the same time as a singer. He ain't the best of singers, though, but he gives you the best energy and feeling within a track. You gotta love that. So Anderson .Paak, Malibu, King, We Are King, man. I mean, yo, if you don't know about King, you need to get into King. King is dope. They are probably that before this album, they were probably like the Loch Ness Monster of R&B. Like everyone had that first EP from them and was on crack on that for the last 5-6 years, just waiting for the next King project. And they did not disappoint with this project. I loved it. It was dope. So shout out to those three sisters in the group King. Next up, Terrace Martin, Velvet Portraits. Look, man, Terrace Martin, man, is looking on a real, and I don't like to do too many comparisons, but I think this is the best comparison to do of him. He is our modern day Herbie Hancock. I know that's a lot. I know somebody like Herbie Hancock. Herbie, no, but the music and the jazz elements with the funk, the but keeping it, like I said, up to date at the same time, and the soulfulness of it, man. Like tracks like Oakland on here featuring Layla Hathaway. Just all Terrace Martin's projects have been good. Like there's not been a Terrace Martin project that's been trash at all. So Terrace Martin, Velvet Portraits. Next up, this group, man, I'm looking forward to their full project. This is the Knuckles, which is Aloha Michelle from American Idol and St. Louis. Both of them St. Louis' own. And Rockwell Knuckles, world-renowned MC. They came together as a group. It's an R&B smash-up with the rap group feel. The name of the album is called The Set. I mean, it's an EP. It's called The Set. And I'm talking about, man, it is a banger. Like, it every track. Every track, they are killing it. I can't get enough of it, man. Shout out to Rockwell and Aloha Michelle, better known as the Knuckles. Next up, I have K-Tronada, 99%, man. 99.9%, man. Like, this is just, it's a funny thing is that I've been getting into a kind of a house electronic feel musically, but it's a soulful electronic musical feel that I've been kind of feeling. And he's giving you that, but it's updated. Everybody from Anderson .Paak, Fonte's on here, Sid from the Internet is on here, Carrick David, a lot of other guest appearances, as well as just great, like, electronic soul kind of house feelish music on here, man. Like, he killed it. Brother from Montreal, Canada, man, just killed it, came out of nowhere. Just shout out to K-Tronada, man, for that. K-Tronada actually produced the song Girl from the Internet. If you love the song Girl from the Internet, that's K-Tronada's production. Next up, Fontaine, Eric Robinson, Tiggerello. This is long overdue. Then it's one of those things you see when it happened. It was like, why didn't they do this before? It doesn't make too much sense for them to do an album, collaboration album together with Fontaine with his singing, with Eric Robinson singing, then Fontaine being able to spin in and drop the rhymes in there. It was a complete project. Loved it. It was something that should happen a long time ago. Next up, Solange, A Seat at the Table. I mean, even though I know some people may say that this album could be necessarily overrated at the same time because it got so many hurled in love right at the beginning of it, but it's a dope, soulful album, man. It's a fit. You feel and understand where she's coming from on every track on that album. There's no track where you just feel like it's some filler, or not even say, I wouldn't say filler, because all these albums I've listened to that don't have any filler. What I mean is, like, you feel like her soul was in every track on this album, and she was really digging down deep for every track on here, and it just smoothly rolled from the interludes all the way to the actual tracks. I loved it. Shout out to Solange for that. Next up, Bruno Mars, 24K Magic. Look, I'm not the biggest Bruno Mars fan, but this 24K album, oh, he killed it. And it gave me the feeling of some Cameo, Gap Band, Funk. I'm trying to think of some other people. Cameo, Gap Band, SOS Band / Confunction. That kind of feel on an album. Shalamar even. All on one, and he updated it, but he made it feel old at the same time. And there's nothing wrong with old soul music. And I'm surprised Bruno Mars to go to that point. And I don't know about people love him, and I just never been. But yo, hands up to Bruno Mars for that 24K Magic album. Last up in my top 10 soul albums, Childish Gambino, Awaken My Love. Look, I didn't listen to any of these singles previously. I didn't know what kind of album this was going to be. I'm a cool Childish Gambino fan. I like some of his other material. I'm not the biggest fan for some, but I respect him. I own some of his projects, and I like his rhymes. He's a super dope, talented artist. But this album, soulfully, he took it to a level I didn't even know he was on. Like, it sounds like a funkadelic album mixed with a Parliament Funkadelic. You know, they're two different styles, but similar at the same time. But that with a some kind of, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire more for Bruno Mars to add him and that influence on that album as well. But like I said, a Parliament Funkadelic kind of feel / oh man, I'm thinking Commodores. It's a very funk soulful album. It makes you think that Donald Glover is beyond a Renaissance man, that he has to be nuts. And the reason I say that is that you that talented, that many different disciplines and way to come with quality material, you got to be nuts to be able to do that, because your talent level of being able to see outside the box like that, to think that you could do an album like that. It's the same way Andre 3000, though, that kind of feel with the Love Below album. You couldn't expect that he would come to that level and be able to do that type of project. But this one was able to encompass that 100%. But yeah, shout out to Childish Gambino with that for that one as well. And man, that was my top 10 soul albums for 2006.
This whole situation to the bad people rhyming, no, I'm never coming back. Gotta cohabitation, collaboration, gotta show them how to use the hammer if we under attack. But I'm relaxed right now, feel like I'm in the middle of Iraq right now. With 90 pieces of gold on me, riding with old homie Scorpion crawled under my hard hat right now. Pisces getting money with the Virgo. Water sign, that's the Virgin, what's the Virgo? Said let's
Slow nigga.
Flying for it was fire. You can rely on them using violence to keep the world colder. Cause it's a game they play. No discrimination, everyone treated the same way. People begging for pain pills, saying the pain's real, feeling like everybody.
So sweet.
Over streets so barren, since the evening colors flash before my eyes. I feel like a child so young and new. In 92 I listened to what my father said. Keep all your dreams, keep standing tall. If you are strong, you cannot fall. There is a voice inside us all, so smile when you can, when you can. How this used to feel so far and free. Now these broken souls are all I see. Fists have fallen to our side. We may cry alone, I feel we know where all of this is headed. But my mama said,
keep all your dreams, keep standing tall.
Oh, na na na.
If you are strong.
inside us all. So smile, oh, when you can, when you can.
DJ Reminisce, top 10 hip hop albums of 2016. Coming in at 10, No Name. 9, A Tribe Called Quest. 8, Joe Budden. 7, Smoke Dizzle and Pete Rock. 6, Dave East. 5, Razz Cass. 4, Rhapsody. 3, Apollo Brown and Sky Zoo. 2, Royce the 5'9. And my number one pick, Common. Black America again. Peace.
How's everybody feeling out there? We good.
We good. We good.
We good. Talking to Sample right quick.
Tap.
I always pitch you with it. It go like this. Listen, let me tell you how I pictured it. A few houses, a couple businesses. Striving for greatness, we would be each other's witnesses. Enduring beef, we both would put aside our differences. Where I ain't flinch a bit, making you insignificant. Maybe kids and shit, perfect arithmetic. Meaning we could build our own world and coexist in it. Sheer synergy, sharing energy. Let our souls mate in the air if you remember me now. Here's what I did with it. Went out my way to fuck these stripper chicks. Lost good girls making them mistresses. Just savages, mismarriages. They all was my babies. I needed those miscarriages. My worthless self when Joe felt hurt. I went out and targeted women who had no self-worth. I relate to praying nightly, feeling no spell work. When you could do it, but a stranger gotta go help first. I called moms on the phone, here's what I told her real quick. I said my 20s flew by with no control of the shit. Her next sentence, swear that I'll forever hold with a grip. She said it go by even faster as the older you get. I wanna never dumb down and have to lower my wit. Ain't gotta post us on the gram for you to know what it is. A partner to trust, I'm thinking even bigger for us. Mom should have told me this when we had shit to discuss. Now neither one of us is how we figured we'd be. Sometimes the thought of what if still lives here with me. I always pictured we'd be. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Top seat in my head though. Ain't quite pan out like that. Word up.
Word up. Word up.
Let me tell you about some more God's work though.
I wanna know what this life's supposed to be like. I wanna know, wanna know. I wanna know what this love's supposed to be like. I wanna know, wanna know.
Nah, I like it just like that, Parks. Let it run. Here we go, right here. Right here, right here. Look, look, a love that's tied for, never prideful. If you're truly better without me, how can I spite you? As I yearn for the greatest love I ever had. Pardon me, kid, I'm still learning how to be a dad. We be in spots you shouldn't be.
Thank you.
Southern leaves, southern trees we hung from. Barren souls, heroic songs unsung. Forgive them, Father, they know this knot is undone. Tied with the rope that my grandmother died. Pride of the pilgrims affect lives of millions. In slave days separating fathers from children. Institution ain't just a building, but a method of having black and brown bodies fill them. We ain't seen as human beings with feelings. Will the U.S. ever be us, Lord willing? For now we know the new Jim Crow. To stop, search, and arrest our souls. Police and policies patrol. Philosophies of control. A cruel hand taking hold. We let go to free them so we can free us. America's moment to come to Jesus. Bird sings for freedom to ring. Black bodies being lost in the American dream. Blood a black bean, a pastoral scene. Slavery still alive, check Amendment 13. Not whips and chains, our subliminal. Instead of nigga, they use the word criminal. Sweet land of liberty, incarcerated country. Shot me with your ray gun and now you wanna trump me. Prison is a business, America's the company. Investing in the justice, fear and long suffering. We staring in the face of hate again. The same hate they say will make America great again. No consolation prize for the dehumanized. For America to rise, it's a matter of black lives. And we gon' free them so we can free us. America's moment to come to Jesus.
Thank y'all for listening. Top 10 breakdown from 2016. Make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, anywhere, and give us some reviews on it. We really appreciate it this past year, 2016. Let's rev it up. Let's get that, take this to the next level. We appreciate all the love, the ups and downs of this podcast. Email us when you get a chance, straightolc@gmail.com. Straight OLC on Twitter, Straight Outta Locast fan page online as well. Like we said, we appreciate the love. We're gonna be back soon. Show us, you know, and also I'm tripping, man. Make sure y'all hit us up on the voicemail. If you want to email us your voicemail clips that some people have done, you can do that. Like I said, at straightolc@gmail.com. But if you want to call in directly to the voicemail line, which is just as fine too. Make sure you email, you could call into the voicemail line, and that number is, hold on, give me a second, 641-715-3900, extension 769-558. Also, check us out on the scenario podcast with me and Matt, where we talk about random different scenarios that come up. DJ Remedies is coming back again with some more in the mixes. Make sure you go over to Lando Cal Risen, the Lando Cal Experience. Subscribe over there on whatever platform. Give us some reviews over there. So that's all your nerd culture, you know, that has its own feed. So make sure you go over there. We're gonna have some dope episodes dropping on there soon, from the holiday season, things like that. So just stay in loop with the Straight Outta Locast Fan Network, and we appreciate all love and support that you all have been giving us. Peace.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me nothing back. She gon' take the brain to where the place she spit on that. Vidors and signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here,
now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know my shit's cold. Handsetter, baby, because I ain't so bold. But yeah,
all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all of you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media that logs false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We're not just nigger rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're conflict with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some of the fucking numbers and your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with it. The tribe be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon blood clot. Tube on your head, Todd.
All of you black folks, you must go. All of you Mexicans, you must go. And all of you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all of you bad folks, you must go.